Let us begin. Parshas Vayera. Interestingly, there are two instances in this week's Parsha where malachim, where angels come and reveal themselves. Once is to Avraham in the beginning of the Parsha, and the other is, I guess, toward the middle of the Parsha when they came and they revealed themselves to Lot. Yet the way the Torah describes the malachim and their appearance or their visit to those two people is very different. After all, when it comes to revealing to Avram, the Torah tells us, Vayisa Einav, and he lifted his eyes, Vayar, and he saw, Vihine Shlosha Anashim Nitzavim Alav, that there were three men that were standing over him, Vayarat Likrasam Mipesach HaOel, so he ran towards them from the entrance of the oil, the entrance of the tent, Vayishtachu Arza, and bowed toward the Arza, the ground. That's the way the Torah describes the interaction between Avram and the Malachim. Shlosha Anashim. Yet when the Torah comes and tells us about the meeting or the interaction between Lot and the Malachim, the Torah doesn't refer to them as Anashim, Shlosha Anashim, but rather it refers to them as Vayavo Shnei HaMalachim, Sedoma Ba'erev, that the two Malachim, the two angels, had come in the evening, Velot Yoshev Bishar Stom, and Lot was sitting at the gate at the entrance of Stom. Vayar Lot, and Lot saw, Vayakam Likrasam, he got up to greet them, Vayishtachu Apayim Arza, and again he bowed to the ground. Why is it when it comes to the Malachim greeting Avram, the Torah refers to them as Anashim, but when it comes to the Malachim meeting Lot, it refers to them not as Anashim, but as Malachim, as angels. If anything, I would have thought the other way around. I would have assumed that the Torah, in describing the Pikisha, the interaction, the meeting with Avram, the Torah should have referred to them not as Anashim, but as Malachim. After all, it's Avram Avinu that has this divine connection, that is able to see that these are Malachim. Avram was on a much loftier, much more lofty level, and therefore the Torah should have said, Vihine Shlosha Malachim, Nitzavim Allah, that there were three Malachim, three angels. And we obviously know that these were not people, these were angels. The Medrash tells us that one of them, Lebaser, is Sarah, Ve'echad Lahapoch Stom, one is to give Sarah the Besuros Tovos, that she was going to have a child, and the other was to be Mahapech, to destroy Stom, and the other was to be Lirpos, as Avram, to come and heal Avram in the aftermath of his Bris Milah. But yet, doesn't refer to them as Malachim, it refers to them as Anashim, but when it comes to Lot, it's Malachim. I would have thought by Lot, who was on a much lower level, we obviously know, we saw in last week's Parsha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not even interact with Avram, all the while that the rush of Lot was with him. It was only after they separated and each one went their respective way, did HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveal himself. So why would it be that the Malachim would reveal themselves as Malachim, emissaries of God, these spiritual entities? And yet when it comes to Avram, they weren't spiritual entities, but rather they were appearing as Anashim, as normal, regular human beings? That's our first question. The Torah tells us that Avram was commanded in the mitzvah of Bris Milah. Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, and it was after these words that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tested Avram. Vayomer Elav Avram, Vayomer Hineni. He said, I'm here. Vayomer Kachno es Bincho es Yichitcho es Yitzchok v'lech lucho el Eretz Amoriyah. Come, take your son, your only son, the one you love, is Yitzchok, and go up to Eretz Hamoriah v'ha'aleo, and bring him up le'ola al-echad ha'arim, on one of the mountains, asher omar elecha, which I shall tell you. Vayashkem Avraham baboker, and Avraham got up in the morning, vayachavosh es chamaro, vayikach eshnei ne'aravito. He took the two sons of his, Yitzchak and Yishmael, vayivakad say olah, and he split the wood for this olah, for this offering, vayokam vayelech el hamakom, and he stood up and went to the place which God had spoken to him. And now it was the third day, and Avram raised his eyes and saw the place, merachok, from a distance. And finally, vayikach Abraham, and Avram took this atzei olah and placed it on Yitzchak, his son, and he took in his hand, he took the fire and he took the knife, and they both went together. And obviously they exchange. Yitzchak asks Avram, where is the sel olah? And Avram tells him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Elokim yirelo hasel olah b'ni, and they continued to walk. So Avram is doing exactly what it was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had told him. And he built the altar, he bound Yitzchak, Vayasem Oso al Mizbeach, and he lifted him upon this Mizbeach, atop the eitz in the wood. Vayishlach Avraham es yado. And Avram stretched out his hand, Vayikach es hamacheles, he took the knife, Lishchot es bino, to slaughter his son. And it was at that moment that he was about to slaughter his son. Vayikra Elav Malach Hashem in Hashemayim. An angel of Hashem called him and said, Avram, Avram. And he answered, Hineni, I'm here. Vayomer, he said, Al Tishloch Yodcha El Hanar. Do not send forth your hand upon this Nar, this young boy. Val Taslo Muma, don't do anything to him. Ki ato yadati, now I know, ki yirei Elokim ata. Rashi comes and tells us, al tishlach, don't come and slaughter him. Amar lo, zot Rashi. Avram said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, im kain, if this is so, lechinam basi lakan. I have come here lechinam, I've come here for no reason. Esebo chabola, I will make a wound on him. Va'otzi memenu ma'atam, and I will extract dam, blood from him. Amar lo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Al tas lo ma'uma, do not do anything to him. Al tas bo mum, do not put a mum, a blemish, upon him. Rabbi Eli Baruch Finkel asks a very insightful question. What does that mean, lechinam bati lakan? Unless I do some type of wound or make some type of blemish upon him, lechinam, I came here for nothing. The mere fact, the notion that he withstood the test of binding his son, which was clearly the most difficult of all of the tests, that was a tremendous, tremendous accomplishment. So what does that mean? Avram comes and says, Lechinam basi lakan, that I've come here for naught. Is it really true? Did he really come here for naught? And besides the fact, we know that Chazal teach us that Avram himself, at the moment of the Akedah, he had asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu that this Akedah, this binding of my son, as Bincha, as Hichitcha, Asher Ahavta, it should be a S'chus Amidaso B'nisoyen HaKedah Yamo Lizaru L'daros. It should be a S'chus for my children, L'daros, for generations. Until today we know that the S'chus of Akedah Yitzchak ultimately is what propels Klal Yisrael to another year of being Zoche Badin. We blow that shofar and reminds HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the everlasting love that Avraham Avinu had felt for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Atah Yadati. Now I know, Ki Yirei Elokim Atah, that you're a God-fearing person. And yet Avraham comes and says, unless I put a blemish, L'chinam Basi L'kan, it's for naught. We know it's not for naught. We know that we still are accruing mileage and points for the act, the great act of Avraham Avinu. And yet he came and said, L'chinam basi l'kan, that I've come here for naught. Very difficult to understand those words. And our final question is, if you go and look at the opening psukim of this week's parsha, or at least the opening pasuk of this week's parsha, the Torah tells us, Vayera Elov Hashem Be'elonei Mamre V'hu Yoshev Pesach Ha'oel Kichom Ayom, that Hashem appeared to him Be'elonei Mamre, in the plains of Mamre, V'hu Yoshev Pesach Ha'ohel Kichom Ayom, while he was sitting at the entrance of the tent Kichom Ayom in the heat of the day. Who are we talking about? Who's Vayera Elov? Who's to him? Who's the Elov? Who's the him that we're talking about? Now, obviously we know that the Elov is referring to none other than Avram. We know the context. But if you look earlier in Parshas Lech Lecha, the Torah, in a very similar descriptive way, comes and tells us, Vayera Hashem el Avram, that Hashem, he appeared to Avram. Why doesn't it say Vayera Hashem Elov, that Hashem appeared to him? We know that the pasuk is talking about Avram. Vayi Avram ben Tishim Shana, that Avram was 99 years old. Vayera Hashem el Avram, and Hashem appeared to Avram. The pasuk could have easily have said, because we know that the subject of the pasuk is Avram Avinu, because the Torah already described and told us a point about Avram, that he was 99 years old. The pasuk says that Avram was 99 years old. Vayera Hashem el Avram, and Hashem appeared to Avram. Just say, Vayera Hashem, or Vayera Elov Hashem, that Hashem appeared to him. But yet it's clear, the Torah says, no, we're not taking anything to chance. It's Vayera Hashem el Avram. And yet when it comes to our parsha, it's Vayera Elov Hashem, and Hashem appeared to him. Why not just say Vayera Hashem el Avram Be'elonei Mamre? Why are we being so ambiguous? Why is it that we have to figure it out? We didn't have to figure it out in Parshas Lech Lecha, but yet we have to figure it out in Parshas Vayera, Vayera Elov Hashem Be'elonei Mamre. So, the truth is, that the Torah is teaching us something very, very valuable. And that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to visit, came to be Mevakir Chol. After all, it was the third day of the Bris Milah. Yom Shlishi Lilimaso Haya. It was the third day after his Bris. It was a very difficult procedure. Avram was an elderly man. Ubo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vishael Bishlomo. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and inquired about his well-being. Essentially, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mekayim the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. If the Torah would have come and told us, Vayera Hashem el Avraham, that Hashem appeared to Avram be'elonei Mamre, in the plains of Mamre, one would think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only takes the time to be mevaker, to visit the tzaddikim, the righteous. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only cares about those people that were omid b'nisayon, that withstood trials and tribulations. Only the person that's willing to leave everything behind and go to places that he's never heard of, and once he gets there, there's a famine, he has to leave, and then his wife is taken into captivity, and then he has to do a battle, and then his... only that type of person, a real tzaddik who's willing to throw himself into the kivshon ha'esh, the burning furnace, that's the person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and visits. That's what we would have thought if the Torah said, Vayera Hashem el Avram. Hashem came to visit or appeared before Avram. But the Torah doesn't say that. The Torah says, Vayera Elav, Hashem appeared to him. Who's the him? The him is me and you and you and you. It's all of us. Hashem appears to him. It's ambiguous by design because each and every one of us can insert our name, recognizing and appreciating that every time a person is bitsar, a person is suffering, a person has something difficult going on in their lives, someone has a plight that they have to try to overcome, someone is sick, someone is having difficulty with parnasa, someone can't find a shidduch, Vayera Elav Hashem. Hashem appears to him. It's not only for the tzaddikim, it's for each and every one of us. And the truth is that Avraham Avinu, he was that Elav. He didn't ask for preferential treatment. He wanted it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should treat him, Elav, no different than anyone else. In other words, Avraham Avinu never was the type of person that would make demands or assume that he was deserving of anything. And that really is a true tzaddik. A true tzaddik is one who understands that he's no different than the rest of Klal Yisrael. In the eyes of Hashem, that he's deserving not because, well, look who I am, I need a VIP access. Now, obviously, there's an idea of Kavod HaTorah. It's incumbent upon the tzibor, the am, the nation, to treat a tzaddik differently. But the tzaddik himself, when he interacts with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he views himself as if he is afar ve'efer. He's nothing. And we learn this from none other than Moshe Rabbeinu. Vo'eschanon el Hashem. I implored Hashem. I davened to Hashem. Bo'es ha'hi le'mor. At that time, Hashem Elokim, please, Ebra na ve'eres ha'aretz ha'tova. Let me go and let me see the land. And Rashi says, what is this word of Ve'eskanan? What about Ve'espalel? Rashi says, the word of Ve'eskanan is a form of tefillah, but it's not any type of tefillah. It's a specific tefillah of Ein Chanun B'chol Makom, the Lashon of Chanun, of that type of tefillah, is Lashon Matnas Chinam, meaning not really deserving. Afal pi zakt Rashi, afal pi sheyesh lohem litzadikim, even though there is for the tzadikim litlos b'maseim to hang their request upon their actions, habemaseim atovim, ein mevakshim me'ez hamakom, ela matnaschinam. They're only asking, not because they deserve it, but rather because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're Mali Rachemim, you're full of mercy. It's an undeserved favor. It's a matnas chinam. You don't owe me anything. But please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give it to me because you're a king of compassion. And that indeed is what Avram Avinu is saying over here. Al Tishlach Yadcha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't lay a hand on this nar. Don't make a blemish. Avraham Avinu says, let me do something, because if not, L'chinam Basi L'kan. What Avraham Avinu is saying is that at the end of the day, L'chinam Basi, I don't deserve anything. And even if Avraham Avinu, even if he's coming and he's saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, come on, in the schus of the Akedah. But still, Avraham Avinu is saying, L'chinam. In other words, it is L'chinam. If I don't do anything, still L'chinam Basi L'kan. L'chinam Basi L'kan means that Avraham Avinu is telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a matnas chinam. If I don't do anything, or even if I do anything, still L'chinam Basi, everything that I'm asking, all the schuyos of the Akedah, it's still L'chinam Basi L'kan, it's still a matnas chinam. It's an undeserved favor that I'm coming. And that's how you have to read Rashi. Al tishlach, amr lo. So if I can't slaughter, so if this is so l'chinam basi l'kan, it's for nothing. Doesn't mean it's for nothing. It means that regardless, it's an undeserved favor where I'm asking you nonetheless, in spite of the fact that I did do something or didn't do something, it's the chinam in the sense that it's an undeserved favor that I'm asking, because that's what tzaddikim do. He's an elav, vayera elav Hashem. He doesn't view himself as a tzaddik. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, don't slaughter him. He says, if this is so, l'chinam basi. So I'm coming before you as an undeserved person. But nonetheless, I'm still asking you to have the schus of the Akedah. The merit of the Akedah, even though I didn't do anything. But still, matnas chinam basi. I'm coming to you and I'm requesting something that I don't necessarily deserve. That's the gadlus of the tzaddikim. They don't view themselves as better than everyone else. Now, of course, it's incumbent upon the tzibor, the community, the am, to view them differently. But in his eyes, in his relation with Hashem, he's afar ve'efer. But Lot wasn't a tzaddik. Lot was a Rasha. And at the end of the day, Lot, he viewed himself above everyone else. All he was concerned about was the prestige, was the accolade, was the power, was the money, as we said last week. Lot, all he cared about was the rechush, the wealth, the prosperity. And therefore, he only would have offered these people that had come into his town anything if they were malachim. Only if they were malachim, if they were angels, would he give them the time of day. He never would have gotten up and bowed down, prostrated himself, offered them places to stay, unless they were dignitaries, unless they were wealthy individuals, unless they were people of prominence. They had to be malachim. But Avraham Avinu, to him, means nothing. Vayaratz likrasam, he ran. V'hinei shlosha anashim nitzavim alav. Three men. And the meal, the suda that he fed these three men, these simpletons, these people that were ovde avodah zara, he treated them like malachim, he treated them like royalty. To Avraham Avinu, they didn't have to be malachim. V'hinei shlosha anashim. That's the godless of Avraham Avinu. The Torah is telling us, in the eyes of Avraham, why would Malachim come and visit me? They're three standard people. But when it comes to Lot, if they're visiting me, they must be prominent. They're Malachim. Look at the difference. The difference in the type of mensch each of them are. Avraham Avinu, Vayera Elov Hashem. Hashem appeared to him. He didn't view himself as Avram, Avhamon Goyim. He was in Elov. He was among the people. And that's Megalitas, that ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to all of us in our time of need. The Elov is him and him and him and him and him. It's not specifically to the Tzaddikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't treat people differently. Every one of us are banim atem laHashem Elokeichem. And obviously we know there's no one, we don't favor children. Avraham Avinu came and said, B'chinam basi, don't slaughter, if that's the case. When I ask you for the schuyos of the Akedas Yitzchak, it's the chinam basi. I'm coming not because of any merit that I have, but rather it's a matnas chinam. That are afal pish tzaddikim litlos b'maseim tovim. Nonetheless, they're coming and saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't deserve it. Lot wasn't like that. Lot, malachim, then he'll get up. Avraham Avinu, anashim, and he'll still get up. What a wonderful, wonderful idea. Powerful idea as to how we're supposed to treat all people. Whether it's a Rosh Yeshiva, or whether it's a simpleton, every single person has to be treated with derech eretz. And the great tzaddik, he has to treat everyone else with derech eretz. Because ultimately, we're all banim atem laHashem Elokeichem. Kadosh Baruch Hu treats us all with kindness and compassion. Not only the tzaddikim, but every single member of Klal Yisrael, ultimately, are banim atem laHashem Elokeichem.